two heads. Not always better than one.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of Answers Magazine. Ken, are you saying that the cliche, two heads are better than one, just isn't really true?
Well, actually, I'm not talking about two people using their minds to solve a problem. In this instance, I'm actually referring to a two-headed calf. Our local newspaper had a report and a photograph of a calf that looked normal from the neck down, but it had two heads, two mouths, four eyes, three ears. Anyone looking at this would recognize it as a mutation. Something obviously went wrong with the genetic information as the calf was developing. Now, this is not an improvement. So what's my point? Well, mutations are nothing more than mistakes. Although not all mutations are as bad as this, nonetheless, mutations are downhill changes, or at least neutral. And the fact is, one of the basic mechanisms for evolution is that some mutations are supposed to enable an organism to evolve onwards and upwards. The next time you hear someone defend evolution, remember the two-headed calf and ask yourself this question: could a series of mistakes really help organisms to evolve? Then think of the infinite creator who created the information for life. But man's sin brought judgment and the curse, and this has resulted in mutations.
Can the mechanism for evolution explain all the different races or people groups around the world today? Ken Ham says no in his free booklet, available on our website, answersradio.com.